You're listening to the Bombad Generals.
General? Oh.
And Wisa back with the Bombad Generals. It's Seth. I'm here with Matt. Hey, we just want to wish you a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, wherever you're at. Man, this is our Christmas special episode. I'm excited. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing well. I just wrapped some stuff, put it under the tree. We didn't really have, because we just moved and everything, we don't really have gifts this year, but we just had some stuff that we didn't, that we brought over but haven't really unpacked, and we just put that in wrapping paper now. Now they're new gifts to ourselves.
Like, so, I forgot I brought this.
It's like, hey, I have this Lego set that I brought over. It's still in the box. I haven't assembled it. Sweet. Boom. Now it's a gift for Christmas.
That's super cool. You should do, like, I've seen, like, the trends of, like, people, like, steal, like, something small out of their house, like, throughout the year, and then, like, they put it in one big box and wrap it, and then it's like they open up, like, oh, this is where all my crap went, you know? Like,
Interesting. I feel like that could go a couple ways. Yeah,
it's an interesting prank. It's more for, like, families, like, doing it to your siblings.
For sure.
Yeah.
But you just have to get things that they'll notice, they'll miss.
Yes.
But also that they won't go out and replace.
It's so, like, minor, like, inconveniences. Line. Like, oh man, it's such a convenience to have. But, like, I
I think just being around me is enough of a minor inconvenience that if I tried to do anything else to my wife, that could get, you know, on shaky ground. I don't know.
That's funny. We'll That's funny.
Ba-dum-tsh. All right. There you go. Good banter. Strong opening. Just the we're back, or Wisa back. I like it.
Wisa back.
And because it's the Christmas special, we've got a couple extra things, potentially. We made debut the new co-host today. They are running late. But they, unlike Todd, that awful old co-host, They should actually show up. Todd was always canceling this person. They just might be late, so we'll see what that happens. They might join mid-show. And we've got some gifts for each other. I'd say we made some worlds lists for one another that are maybe not... They're a little off the beaten path, but I tried to not go completely meme for the most part.
Oh, wow. I went the totally opposite way.
Okay.
I think those are, like, good lists. Like,
I
probably say.
Yeah, I think they're good. As I say, I tried to not go meme. So, like, they're not. They're like. Interesting.
They're not like meta. They're not like.
Yeah.
Here's the, like, Anakin gun line, Yoda gun line, arcs.
Here you go, Seth. Merry Christmas. It's like, no. It's like a little. It's a twist, but it's not like, hey, hurry, hurry. Here's something silly. Lols. For the most part.
Here's a saber tank.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that would be.
Oh, goosh.
Yeah. So we both made four coincidentally. We didn't coordinate that. I have one of everything except separatists. And you have you're giving me one of everything except clones.
Except Republic.
Republic. Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
I think. Yeah. So this episode's gonna be very lighthearted, pretty fun, and we're just gonna, like, share some of, like, different lists that we think is good, not meta.
Some of the lists I'm interested to try. I kind of see, like, January is the period to, like, fool around with stuff. Once we get into February, you know, early to mid-February, I kind of want to be solidifying to practice for Worlds. But for the next little while, this is the time where it's like, hey, this one, there might be some legs here.
There we go. Some, like, new resolutions of, like, trying out some new lists.
Hey, that's a good one too. Tie in. This can also be our New Year's special. It comes out between the two, so that's perfect.
Exactly. All right. So last episode of 2023, and then we'll start off strong coming 2024. I don't know what we're gonna do, but we're gonna do something. Anyways,
we've got a series we're working on. We got a series.
Matt, you want to start off? You want me to start off?
You pick one. Pick one. What do you want?
Okay, I'll go. Okay, dude. I'm gonna go spicy. Mm-hmm. So you didn't do separatist. I'm gonna start off with separatist. I'm gonna share my screen real fast. Hold on, just one second.
The units are not included with this gift. So if I want to run this for Worlds, I'm gonna have to buy into the separatist faction.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, you are. All right. Let's see this. That's okay, fine. Here it is. All right. I am now sharing my screen. All right. This is spicy. Okay, honestly, I don't know it. Okay, if okay, it would be okay. great. Mm-hmm. But it's not bad. It's not a bad mm-hmm. list. Okay, so we're going to start off with Count Dooku. So this whole list comes at 790. I gave some points because you can add some flexibility if you want, or you can just go with the bid as well. So it's a 10-act list with Count Dooku, the T-Series tactical droid, 5 B1s, and then 3 staff riders. So, and I'll give you like some thought process of why I went for each one. Count Dooku, I think he is, I want to say like great, but he's a very solid option, like anti-Yoda.
Right, because of Makashi.
Because of Makashi, but also he's got some like his 2-pip is pretty good. Yep. Like toss, taking away the order. Back. But also like the 3-pip, like if you like fly Yoda out there or are able to move another unit, that's pretty nice. So there's
Yoda
still some
lists. They're all about positioning. They're very yeah. tight positioning lists, and Dooku, yeah, with that 3-pip does mess with positioning. So okay.
Yes. So yeah, I think he has some good command cards. Again, I don't think he's like strong. I think he's still a little overpriced. But rocking with force barrier, force push, and burst of speed. You need the barrier to protect your B1s and just keep stuff alive. Of course, always bring force push and then burst of speed for that 1-pip so you can get in there or you can dive. Just have some flexibility. And then T-Series tactical droid for the direct, and then 5 B1s, all with the E5S. So I think a key, I think we'll probably see this in a lot of our lists, is like critical. Is yep. you need crits, especially with a bunch of dodge spams out there, with token sharing stuff. Just like you got to throw crits. Like, and so I think criticals, range 4 gun lane is really good. And then the snaps. This is personally why I like the bids, is because like you can like have some objective flex with STAP, and they have a really good critical gun as well. So you got pretty good order control on it.
I think yeah. I usually, when I saw this back in the day, I think the third STAP, instead of link targeting, they would use long range comms.
Yeah, just because then you could do that. It's to make it up to 795 and
exactly.
Yeah.
No, you just swap it out. So it's because it's the same cost. Long range comms, 5 points.
Oh,
as
long
well.
Range.
So you send
your that's right. Because you can direct
to the staffs, and then you direct amongst the T series, and then you just end up with Dooku in the bag.
Okay.
And two of them still get aims, and it just allows them to be a little more autonomous. Yes. There was so at one point I was kind of thinking like, as far as gimmicks for the episode, like, oh, if it's a Life Day episode, do we like, is it like bringing life back to old lists? And this was actually one that was on my mind. Dooku Staps, for kind of similar reasons you pitched. Dooku still concerns me with just durability-wise, without any magnas around, and with the changes to deflect. Similar Staps just feel, they're flimsy, they can bounce. Like, if I was dabbling in Separatists... What do I know about Separatists, I guess, first of all? If I was, I could consider this if I was a speeder, if I was a speeder player. I mean, it makes speeders easier when you have full order control. But I don't think I'm comfortable enough with the Force user speeder list to go buy into Separatists and start learning this. So if you gave me the gift receipt, I'm going to be taking this list back, I think.
Oh, gosh. For those reasons. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
I think Separatists is tough. They're in a tough position right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think there's something there, but I think I don't know droids well enough to unlock it, which is why I kind of didn't go that route. Because I was like playing around with stuff to try to get one from every faction, and I was just like, I'm not quite sure.
That's fair. All right.
Apologies to anyone who plays Separatists and listen, because we're very big news. What faction do you want? What do you want to start with, or do you want me to choose one for you?
Man, give me something. I want to open up. I've never seen this gift before. I haven't even shook the box.
You haven't even shook the box.
Yes.
All right.
So it's a complete surprise.
So the one that is actually, I'll show you the Rebel one then. And this was actually a list that all the tabs are just called Legion HQ 5th Trooper, so now I have to figure out which is the one I want to share. I think it's this one. There we go. This is one I made back way back before Ahsoka released, and before they changed the transport rules to be really bad when the transport rolls up. It's an 8-act double bus with Luke and Ahsoka. And yeah, the idea is just you've got Dodge Generation on the Jedi from their cards, from Defend, from Shriv. You've got two buses with Backworld. You've got some astromechs as well, only coming in at 8x, but deliver those Jedi really quick and just do Jedi shenanigans in their lines. It's not the same when you do double Jedi, but you don't have Yoda. It's not quite the same because you're not like guidancing people around, but you still got Luke with disengage. I was thinking after I built this, maybe I should have played around with the points to try to fit in like a, take off the rebel officer and turn them into a swoop bike, give you something to really make bombing run potentially a thing with your two speeder trucks. I am concerned about the transport rules, though. If someone can blow up a bus before Luke or Ahsoka gets out, you can kind of shield them. Like, you can bring the other bus around as an LOS blocker. But when you're at only 8x, they're against a higher act list. You're going to move them in, and they'll get a few turns. The worst case isn't that they destroy the bus at the end of the round. The worst case is that they, go 2-3 unanswered activations, leave it on one, go first in the next round, blow up the bus. They have a face down order with Luke or Ahsoka. And that's why I kind of tabled this, but I don't know. I'm not sure where we're at right now with like really hard impact skews. So maybe there's enough play there with the buses, but I am a bit worried.
Yes.
But two Jedi in a red save, we see red saves doing a lot. Two Jedi in there is better than one Jedi.
That's true. That's true. Okay, so... Mm-hmm. Okay, if you gave me this gift. Okay, you did give me this gift. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But I'm gonna return this gift the next day.
Okay, you're nodding and you're saying cool.
I'm returning it. So okay, I love the concept of double Jedi. I love playing double Jedi, but I think with it being so reliant on just those two pieces, it's really tough in my opinion, and like.
Yeah, there's no guns. It has no
guns. There's no guns at all. There's
at
no
Worlds,
like
people are
objective
know how to use
play
standbys
really.
too, which is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, objective. Yeah.
Standbys exist.
That's why I put Mind Trick on. But yeah. I think
It's but you can't do Mind Trick anymore while you're in the transport.
Not while you're in the transport. It's more so for when you're dug in. If you're dug in and people start standbying so you can't like disengage, then you can pop one off and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think, what was I going to say? I think this is a list that could 3-0 a local. Like, you could feel decently
if played
about that.
Really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is something that could do that. But in a Worlds event where you have to go 8-0,
I don't think the
margins are probably too fine.
Yeah, because if you come across like a double ATST list, like you're getting slaughtered. Because your AA5, because they have so much impact.
Yeah, but then if you get the Jedi into the lines of that list, the problem is you kill their chaff while they kill your chaff, and then it's like, well, if I end up with two Jedi alive versus two ATSTs,
but
who wins that trade?
The ATSTs just have a lot more range than
the
Jedi
thing.
Do. So like, that's the thing. And if you get an open table, like you're screwed.
I mean, I'm not counting on these buses hiding behind LOS either, but
no, for sure.
Yeah, I think it's a little too. I'm a little worried.
Yeah.
Because
there's
two R5 astromechs, but with the activations only being at 8, there is a chance that you just never get to use them, that they just blow it up
between
your activations. Very fair. Very fair. So, not some winners on the first one. I'll close
that out. That's okay.
We're going to find the diamond off. I do have one that I am legitimately probably going to test out a bit. But I'm saving that one for a bit later.
Okay.
Got to keep people listening.
What faction you want?
What faction do I want? Let's see. I just did rebels. Show me how about your Shadow Collective.
All right, good stuff. And we know that Shadow Collective is not a faction. It's Battleforce, just...
Yes, but mercenaries are a faction. Technically speaking.
Okay.
So we do have five factions.
So you may actually see some familiarity in this
list. Did we do the same thing? I feel like we might be doing the same thing.
Here is the Shadow Collective.
Okay. We did not do the same thing.
Okay. So this was inspired by a list that you played back in at, I believe it was 2022.
Lone Star Open, yeah.
Lone Star Open is one of the first Shadow Collective lists to like do really well. And we're rocking at exactly 800 points, 9 acts.
Mm-hmm.
Two double height improvised. Capos. Yes, with double improvised. Maul. Shadow Collective Maul with Force Push into the Fray and the Darksaber. Bossk with Hunter and Targeting Scopes. And then the Pike, and then five Pikes with all but the Disruptor and just the Foot Soldier. So the cash aim, not the extra surge.
Right. For cost reasons.
For cost reasons. So, I mean, still 9 acts coming at 800. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. One, it has a lot of defensive tech with your Pikes. Not just like with the outmaneuver. So like you can, so if, like if everyone's bringing critical, like you can still dodge it. High velocity is a weakness, but in like those clone stuff, like in arcs, you're not seeing high velocity. So like if I'm an arc person and I'm seeing this, I'm like, I'm screwed, you know, cause like it's really hard to break through the defenses. And then I'll go Bossk. I mean, we've seen him do pretty well recently. Mm-hmm. And I think he's just a solid piece. Really good crit fisher. Maul, I mean, great objective piece. He's kind of there's not a lot like he has. Like he doesn't rock the tenacity, so he can't hit hard. But he can still do some zoning with his force push and he's still Maul, so he's not a hitter, but
I would probably play around with the points, maybe drop scopes into the Fray, improv, to try and get that second force slot, either burst of speed or probably barrier to taste.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if we think about Nova a few weeks ago, the list that won that, I believe, was like an Anakin Pike gun line with a lot of SA spam.
Yes.
And that, we talked earlier about crits. SA, you know, it did well in a meta that was, you know, lots of Yoda gun lines and other things where, so if that's struggling, Pikes kind of do the similar thing, a little less token sharing, but still similar concept. And I think, having the Force Spear kind of pushes that up. I can consider it. I do think Bossk is a good piece right now for that reason. Range 4 piercing crits with suppressive, which is not bad. Like, there's honestly not a lot of suppression mitigation in some of these lists that we're seeing these days. So I can get behind that. I've got it all painted, too, so that is a...
That's easy.
That is a plus. I don't know if I have all the extra foot soldiers painted, actually.
That's fine.
But that's fine. They're quick. They're quick enough.
So, yeah. I think this list could do really well. I think it could... Play around with it. Make it your own preference. But just the core of it, I think, can do well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so once we're looking again at the breathing new life into old concepts, which I'm down with.
That was a year and a half, 2 years ago that you played.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to send this one back. I will accept it. I might put it on the shelf for a little bit while I try new things, and experiment with some other stuff, and then maybe come back to old reliable.
Perfect.
Because it's the sort of thing, if I want to, I can swap to it near the end. I don't have to learn how to play it, more just test a couple matchups and be like, is this legitimate?
Yeah. And I think that's good against armor. So if you're not like going up against a gun line, I think it's great against like an armor skew because there's so much impact as well in that. And then Bossk as well is like an armor, anti-armor machine.
Here's a question for you. How important do you think Darksaber is in that list? Because like, how much do you really need the cunning? Cunning's good.
I just think cunning's really good against like Yoda.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of predict his plays sometimes, and if you can get the first step, you can get someone out of danger, like out of a fire.
I mean, any force user, I think it's good. It's probably, honestly, probably better against Anakin than it against Yoda.
Yeah, Anakin also kind of predictable.
Yeah.
Command hands. Yeah. I mean, when we talk about command hands, really, like, in competitive play, too, everyone's sort of predictable. Like, you can guess most of the time what your opponent's going to play with any character. But, yeah, hey, so far you're 2 for 2 on bad guys with cunning. So maybe there's something there.
I think it's a good keyword. Too bad good guys don't have it.
Yeah, the good guys aren't cunning. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I guess. Maybe Windu or something. I don't know. What do you, right, what faction?
Hit me up with the Republic.
Republic? Okay.
Yeah.
So, I made you a Republic list, but I didn't make you a clone list.
Ooh.
So,
is it a Wookiee list?
Remember when the Wookiee Battle Force came out, and we both initially were like, how can we fit Yoda with this? And then we said, oh, I can only get to 8 acts. That seems a little low. But nowadays, it's like, that's probably okay. It's real simple. It's just, it's Yoda, Burst, Force Barrier, Recon Intel, Chewie, and then 6 warriors with Tenacity and Recon Intel.
Wow.
It's just bodies. So we're talking a lot about like a Yoda arc matchup. Even beyond that, I think clones are decently prepared in the sense that with this kind of warrior span, at least from playing my limited experience playing against it, you're really looking for those one shots. Because if you can't take out the unit completely and you just remove one guy, that speed one move, all of a sudden you can put them into range. Maybe you move them from beyond range 2 into range 2 when they get that speed one move. So now they can double move and charge you. Or you moved them from range 2 into range 1. So now they can aim and charge you. And there's just a lot of them. And there are shenanigans too, right? If you withdraw, let's say a 3-man unit hits your lines, you have to withdraw that unit so you can start shooting. As soon as the first guy goes, you put them back into melee with the speed one move when they lose a guy. So there's just a lot of those tricks. Pair that with the Yoda tricks. And when you have Force Barrier, when you have Luminous, it's going to be harder for them to get those one shots. And clones are durable, don't get me wrong, but even if you've just got a bunch of like, if a few two-man squads are hitting, that's 4 black and a red with a reroll and Pierce, that's going to add up quickly, not to mention Yoda. If the opposing Yoda is going early to like do force tricks, you know, with force push and whatnot, then in a Yoda on Yoda battle, your Yoda's going second, which is generally good.
Yeah.
You've also got guidance targets to move guys around. I couldn't fit any offensive pushes in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe you want to do a couple offensive pushes because instead of tenacity, because then you can put Yoda behind a wall on his one pip and double guidance, pat tap the offensive pushes and get rerolls on all that. But flavor to taste.
Yeah.
I think the drawback is it's an expensive list because you got to go out and potentially buy a lot more Wookiees. But it is fairly one-dimensional. It's very one-dimensional. But I think kind of part of what we're doing today is trying to be hipster. I like being hipster. I think you like being hipster. We don't necessarily love playing the big meta. And especially going into Worlds, people are prepared for the big meta lists.
Yeah.
But less people are going to be prepared against however many, 9 times 6. So you're looking at 54 plus Chewbacca, so like 63 wounds of Wookiee coming at your face.
It's a lot of fur.
Like it's a lot of fur. So it could catch people off guard. Yeah.
I'm not going to return this. I'm keeping this list.
I might try this out too. Yeah.
I think it's just going to be like really fun just to play. Mm-hmm. Just like, man, I'm just having a good time with this list. I'm not going to I think if I play this list, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm going to expect to win. Like, I'm just going to try my best. But like, I'm just gonna have a good time. I'm gonna make so many Wookiee noises.
It's doing this. Great for that. Just the whole time. And in honor of Life Day.
And Wookiees. Surprisingly, I actually do have enough Wookiees to
There
feel
you
it.
Go. There you go.
So I can actually, like, this gives me a reason to finish painting all my Wookiees, and I really like that. So yes, I'm gonna take perfect. That. And I'm gonna play that. I love it. Until my opponent dreams just armor skew, and I'm like, I'm screwed.
Yes, that's the thing. Again, against armor skew.
I mean, Yoda and Chewie can still do some work on armor, but
you're not killing them for sure.
No,
but yeah, you're trying to do objective shenanigans there. It does have a bid, I think, because I went. Yeah, you could add in some if you put improv on there. You'll have perfect order control always, which does kind of help in this kind of list. It's like, hey, this guy's getting picked on, or I can want to get this guy out of the way. Boom.
Man, there needs to be right away. There needs to be a command card where, like, Chewbacca, like you get an armor unit down to one health.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Chewbacca can come, you play this command card, and, like, he now takes over, repairs it by three.
Oh, it takes...
And now, like, you take Chewbacca off the board, and, like, that armor piece is now yours. But, like, it's still, like, pretty wounded.
All right, get out of here with your homebrew, man.
That's pretty...
Crazy talk. Crazy talk.
Anyway.
If I see an enemy heavy on one and I have Chewbacca, I just murder the heavy unit. He's good at finishing stuff off.
There you go.
But, yeah, you'll never get to that point in this list. I didn't fully think through the objective deck. It might struggle with that a little bit. But
I mean, you bring, like, what I would bring, like,
breakthrough,
hostage. I'd probably bring intercept because you want them to engage in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Key positions. I don't know if they could survive all six rounds.
You could do sabotage
or sabs.
So initially, you think sabotage. You don't want to waste actions on your Wookiees tapping maps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Round one, you play the Yoda one pip.
Yes.
So with recon, they'll be close enough that two Wookiee units can move tap. Really, you could actually do it with four. You don't even have to do the Yoda one pip because they all have recon. They can all get their move tap. But if you need to, play the Yoda one pip. Those two units who are back tapping, guidance, boom, your VAPs are done. Yoda loses a bit of speed, but next turn, boom, Chewie two pip. He's fine. He's flying up the table. And then your opponent has to come out and tap their VAPs, and they have all their Wookiees just streaming in.
I'm convinced.
Things will die, but you'll trade decently because the Wookiees are only 77 points.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love him. I love it. I'm taking it.
Good. We got to keep it, boys.
Thank you, Matt.
All right.
All right. Okay, so I have Rebel and Empire left. Which one you want?
All right. Let's do Empire, because I'll finish off with my Empire, so then we can kind of, like...
All right, there we go. Okay.
Swap it around.
Share the screen. Here we go. All right, this is... You have cool names for all your things, and all my stuff is untitled.
Untitled.
Like, list names. Anyways, okay, so there's 790. You can you have some points to play with. It's a 10-act list.
Okay.
It's Iden, Pike Capo, because I think Pikes are great right now.
Mm-hmm.
Boba Fett with Seize and Recon. You got two Pike Soldiers with the Disruptor and the Foot Soldier. And then two Shores with T-21, two Mortars, and then Inferno with Del and, I mean, Inferno with Del and Gideon on it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, one second. I'm getting a call.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hello? Sorry, Seth. 2022 called and they want all their lists back. Yeah.
Well,
but I am here for it.
Better releases, anyways.
I feel like you Googled what did Matt play in 2022 and, like,
no,
that's what you're feeding
Boba.
Me, and I love it. I'm loving it right now. This is actually good stuff. This is.
I did Boba's always been solid.
It has always been solid, exactly.
Yeah.
We talk a lot on our series about how bounty is good. You've got marksman crits with high velocity. That's good. You've just got normal crits. You've got pikes. The pikes with the foot soldier in the cap will worry me a slight little bit, but it's probably fine. If you hide him, it's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be fine.
Yeah, I'm down. I mean, actually, maybe not 2020. I think I might have played something very similar even this year, because I played Iden Boba. That's how I got my Worlds invite.
Yeah.
Back in May. So, yeah.
Yes.
I'm down with it. Do we think we need the bid here? Or do we just fill it up with points of whatever we want?
No, you don't need the bid. You can fill it up. Because some people like to deck out Iden. Some people like to add more to Boba or the Inferno. So, kind of just some flexibility there.
You've got weird two pips are kind of the weakness in this concept. Yeah. So you could find enough points to slap Dio in there, perhaps. Yeah. I don't know. But, okay. So,
yeah, there's push. Like, I put push in there, but you can, I don't know, like, if you want to bring one of Iden's two pips. I'm not a big fan of either of them. So
I think what worries me here is, yes, you can start chipping into stuff, but at range, you just don't have enough defensive tech, I feel like, for these days.
That's fair.
Is my worry.
Yeah, no, this is definitely like a range 4 list.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Pikes can do range 3 if needed.
They're not great at range 4. They're not great at range 4 because they're not really breaking cover all that often.
Yeah.
And then, like, Echo fire supported by an RPS. Probably not one-shotting mortar, but it can happen.
Yeah,
and that's feeling real bad.
Yeah,
so just start seeing them dropping. So I have some concerns.
Echo doesn't want to pop out a lot because of.
I'm just chipping in Moy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So.
No. Yeah. The problem, yeah, no Imperial officer is tough because then you kind of run out of aims on your marksman guys.
Yeah. Yep. But you need the Kappa there for the
courage. It's been bouncing around in my head. I think this will be similar to the LSO one, where I kind of go put it on the shelf for a little bit and look at it every day and think, maybe.
Maybe.
Break glass in case of list crisis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever the list submission date is for Worlds, that night I'll probably be like, oh, maybe I should just do Iden Boba. Maybe I should just do Maul Bosk. I don't know. But yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, okay, you take it. I'm not. Mm-hmm. Again, I wouldn't be hurt if you didn't take it. But
as I say, it's sitting on the shelf. It's not like
it's probably. I don't. Have I think locals. It's still one of the That's stronger. The like, yeah, I think it's still one of the stronger. Like an Iden Boba combo is still one of the stronger like lists out there for Empire. In my opinion,
it's still very, very solid, just maybe not the best choice in this current meta, but we'll see.
Yeah,
I think the thing with that is you might lose a little bit of that because it's kind of always been good. You might lose a little bit of that surprise factor.
It's true.
Versus, even though like Maul with a bunch of pikes is pretty normal, no one actually ran it much with Bosk that I saw, so you might kind of take people off guard a bit more with that one. Not that that's, you know, the whole point of this, but it is part of playing off meta is like people are less prepared for what you've got.
It's true. It's true.
Alrighty.
Hit me up with your last Empire list.
I'll save the Empire list. I'll go to Shadow Collective first. So speaking of throwbacks, you might remember Worlds 2023 and an awesome story of Lila Claire and her 8-act Black Suns.
Yes.
So what if we brought Black Suns back? It got hit hard with the points, but it was an 8-act list back when everyone was running like 10 and having success. So now that people are running like 9-ish on average, you're still 2 below at 7.
That's true.
You could get to 8. The problem is to get to an 8th, you're squeezing in a Vigo most likely, and a Vigo is kind of like if you bring in them, it's like, well, I guess they can pass a name to a Black Sun, but then in my opinion they're just kind of bounty fodder. Like they're very easy for a Boba to just hit with his rocket, or a Bosk with line and weight, get a good angle. But you've just got beef. I went force barrier on Maul because, and I even went tenacity. I kind of see this Maul as like, he's just there to linebacker and, not, he's not really, the point isn't for him to really dive. So I'm not focused on his long-term durability in melee. More so like, hey, if I need to dive in there turn five and chop something up, I can. I put one scatter gun in for the guys popping out of the bus because they can hopefully get a flank with no cover. I kind of was looking for ways to spend points, so I gave them targeting scopes. Backworld medic and unorthodox tactician in the speeder truck. It's a bit of a conflict on the timing because generally the medic wants to go a little later, the tactician wants to go a little earlier. But again, it was like, what do I spend the points on? If you're not getting an extra ACK, it's upgrades. And most of the upgrade slots you can see are filled.
Yeah.
But yeah, the backbone, you've still got four Black Sun Enforcers coming through. You can force barrier from inside of a bus if you want to put Maul in the bus. But because he doesn't have Master of the Force, he won't get it back when he's sitting in bus. But you still have that option. You know, if you roll up to someone, it's like, oh, this person cannot deal with Maul in their lines. You stick Maul in the bus, move the bus up, and hope to engage them right away. You've got enough bid that you're playing short deployments, most likely, from your deck. You've got the Darksaber, so you've got Cunning One Pips. I think here is where you definitely do want the Darksaber, because you want those Cunning One Pips with Black Suns to just go boom, boom, boom. Like the Venga Boys. This is on my to try list. Problem is, I know I'm not going to get as many reps as someone like if Lila's going down this path as well. She's just going to do the same thing, but better than what I'm going to do. So, I at that point, I'm just hoping that the luck falls my way so that I can somehow be the one who comes out on top and
on
she
top.
Gets a bad match or something along the way. Because, much, much more practice in this.
Oh, man. Do I take it or do I return it?
It would give me the reason to paint all the Black Suns I have.
I think for the sake of me not only owning like two pikes for Shadow Collective.
Okay, yeah.
I'm returning it.
That's fair.
Because it's a very expensive list to purchase.
It is. If you didn't buy three Shadow Collective starters like some crazy people that I may know intimately well.
Then you'd have to buy two more Black Sun boxes.
Do the Shadow Collective starters come with
one unit?
Right. Oh no, I have four Shadow Collective starters. That's it. So I would still need to buy one more Black Sun.
Yeah.
So the four starters, it gave you all the Mandos, and it gave you the four. Yeah, it gave you the four Mandos, four Black Suns.
Yes.
But my big problem is both my speeder trucks are painted up very obvious rebel color schemes because we didn't know it was ever going to be a Merc bus. So then I kind of would want to buy a Merc bus at the same time, but
so you could repaint it.
Yeah, exactly, just for the paint job. So,
but if I'm going against that list, I'm going to be a little scared, honestly.
Yeah,
there's no like because sometimes like. When I'm going up against a list, I'm like, okay, I'm going to take out the easy axe first or try to get that. And like, there's not I don't have to worry about the activation, but this, every activation, I have to be prepared for something to happen.
Yeah.
And unlike
a lot of aggro lists, maybe I shouldn't say a lot of aggro lists, but some lists like this, you can't just say, hey, I'm going to throw a suppressive shot and hey, you have two suppression, I'm going to slow you down because they've got Dauntless. Similar to the Wookiees, they've got whatever they're
indomitable.
Yeah, so like they'll probably roll it off with a suppressive shot. These Black Suns, they'll shrug it off, and when you need it, you've got the Maul His Eminence to just yoink not yoink a bunch of suppression off, but just ignore a bunch of suppression for a turn.
Exactly. So yeah, it's a scary list. It's a scary list.
I may, if we you may see it if we do some test games against one another at some point.
Let's do it. I would love to see that. Man, if that wins Worlds again, that'd be cool.
Well, wins Worlds for the first time, that would be cool.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I mean, any list with that wins Worlds is cool if we're piloting it.
Top four. Yes, that's also true.
Yeah. Yeah, she was the longest lasting undefeated player last year.
Yes. So, yeah. If I owned all of those, I'd take the list, but I don't.
Okay. I can bring it to Chicago.
Okay, cool beans. Well, I don't know if I've played for Worlds.
Okay, that puts us at your last one.
We're on our last list.
My last gift. Okay, it's got to be good because I don't have anything yet from you that is like the best thing ever.
Well, this is a Rebel list, so it's not going to be the best thing ever. So I'm sorry to disappoint you, Matt.
Well, I'm used to it. As someone who
were we ever creating the best thing ever list? Anyways,
no, exactly. We're trying to do spicy,
different. Okay, so
spicy and different. Yeah.
So I'm rocking Cassie and Ahsoka on this one. No K2.
Okay, classic combo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, classic combo. In surprise, surprise, there's also pikes in this as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a range four gun line. I'm just not noticing that like there's so similarities to like what I did with Empire also here on Rebels.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So Cassian, Ahsoka rocking the force push barrier sees and into the fray. Coming at 10 axe, 800 points. Pike Kappa with improv. Two pikes with disruptor and foot soldiers. Three rebel troopers with the DLT and prepared supplies.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two command strike teams. I have worries about this list. I had a hard time doing rebels because rebels are tough.
Trust me, I pulled a list out from May for rebels. My other one before that was I was trying to do a Ahsoka Sabine list because they similarly have interesting engagement shenanigans.
Yes.
This list to me feels like a list that like is solid enough that you always have a chance, right? Like it can do enough that you always have a chance, but mm-hmm. it just gets outdone by a lot of stuff at the same time.
Correct.
It's sort of like that shooting for, you know, it's like when a sports team is like, hey, we'll sneak into the playoffs or whatever. We'll lose to the good teams, but we can beat the bad teams. This kind of feels like that version where it's like, hey, we can hold our own, but you're not winning championships, you know, with this one.
I agree. Like, I could see this winning like a 3-round tournament.
Yes, for sure.
I think once you go like even to like a 2-day tournament, like a 6-day mm-hmm. tournament, I don't see it winning.
Yeah, like that's the thing. I think everything we're presenting can definitely can 3-0. But when you think about the world's format, basically your 3-0 local is like day one.
Yes.
The equivalent of winning that eight person tournament on a Saturday is day one of Worlds. So you have to win that. Then you have to basically do that again, but against like really good, like day one, you're against good players. Day two, you're against really good players.
Yes.
It's tough. It narrows the options pretty quickly.
So that's my rebel list.
I think I'm returning that one. I already have all those units. I haven't painted Ahsoka yet. That tells you how much I've been cracking into Rebels these days. I think it's vanilla. I'm looking for the spice.
It's vanilla.
I'm looking for a flavor. And people are probably saying, oh, hypocrite. You're talking about Maul Bossk with pikes. That's just as vanilla. But maybe so. Not in my heart. I have good memories.
I should have brought you more spice. I apologize.
No.
Yeah, I should have brought like a... Well, I wouldn't say triple fluttercrafts, but they're actually not too shabby.
They're not too shabby.
They're not.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't thinking about that. They're just hard to transport.
Yes.
My Empire list is a bit of a selfish one. This is the one that I actually am the most interested in trialing myself, but I feel like is potentially not your thing.
You bring back Dark Troopers?
No, I'm bringing back a good old concept, the Lizard Wizard.
Wow. The Palpatine Bosk.
We were already talking about how Bosk is an interesting guy for this meta, with the ranged crits and such. What if you had extra moves and or attacks that allowed you to open up new angles to potentially snipe, you know, like last first Padme and get a bounty, or a clone commander, or a pike capo, or anything like that. I don't have as many aims as I would love, because I kind of went for other, you know, I think the some of the original Lizard Wizard back in the day was like very all in on Bosk, and it was just tons and tons of binocs. I went a little bit different because I went with two shores with T21s and two mortars instead, to just kind of like keep the crits, keep the suppressive going. Obviously, again, those are kind of flimsy, but I've got two Royal Guards, so that's not terrible.
That's not.
If you really wanted to, you could swap out like the T21Bs for medics plus binocs, and you could get like Spotter 5 into the list, because you're just... But the thing is, too, right, I think of it as, hey, if Bosk gets three aims, maybe four from Hunter, across two or three attacks, he's getting, like, two crits each attack. As long as you're getting a couple crits, anything you're adding beyond that, you're not necessarily benefiting as from Pierce as much.
Yeah.
Right? Like, one Pierce one, Pierce is doing a lot for you. 100 Pierce one, Pierce isn't all that consequential. So just multiple attacks into a clones, you know, if they've got two arcs, you can even split fire, kind of weaken them both, give them both suppression problems between Bosk and your mortars and the shore troopers. You can kind of keep things alive long enough with the Royal Guards, and just like a whole bunch of two Pierce one, three Pierce one shots add up. And at the end of the day, you have a palp bomb, which is not what it used to be, but it kind of there. Maybe I'm just biased by some of the recent tournaments I've been at, but it kind of feels like I see less scatter these days.
That's fair. Yeah.
And when you're working with terrain where you're getting a lot of cover at range 3-4, because you're far apart and you're using like buildings and angles, if you just run up into their face, you can flank them, and if there's not that scatter. If it's tables with a lot of scatter, yeah, you're shooting into heavy cover with Palp and you're not feeling great.
True.
But he's coming in for the cleanup crew. That's how I think about it.
Usually that's how it goes.
The reason I didn't go all in on Bosk is because I think like aggro stuff, like if you face a Wookiee spam or a Black Suns or whatever, if you go just Bosk is your only thing, you are just not going to have the dice
or
Ewoks or stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's why I went with a few more dice and less extra stuff. But two Royal Guards, that's a lot of wound sponging. Nine acts. So you do out-activate some lists. You're very competitive. I think there's something here. You've got the Bosk Bomb with all the poison.
I'm always...
That's exciting.
I like it. I think... Yeah. Palp. I love Palp. I think he's a cool piece.
He's proto Yoda.
Yeah, and I also like the whole aspect of like not relying on one piece and just like kind of like threat saturating out from your list. I really like that. And just keeping things alive with your Royal Guards. I think there's something there. I'm going to take that list. I don't have Empire, but I'm going to take it.
Okay,
and good, if good, I ever good. Buy Empire, I'll probably play this first.
Yeah. It seems fun and potentially competitive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fun, and which is what we're going for. Fun and potentially competitive. Yeah, I would have a good time with this.
I'm not just trying to be a snake oil salesman here. There are legitimately a couple lists here that I'm feeling like maybe I'll roll into Chicago with them if the testing goes well. Like I do want to be a bit hipster.
Yeah, which is it's so unfortunate because I've been playing Yoda for so long, but like now Yoda's like not hipster. And I'm like, oh, so people are going to be like, oh, you're bringing Yoda. I'm like, I've always brought Yoda.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
So it's making me think do I need to branch out of Yoda?
Which is worse, though? That? Because at least then people know you're not a bandwagoner. For me, after I got my store champ in May, I was like, okay, I'm going to main Gar for a while now because they're the one I've played the least competitively for a variety of reasons. And I just want to like play Gar, and I find Yoda more interesting, and I like Jedi gunlines. So I start all of that right before the whole big wave happens. And now I look like a filthy bandwagoner when I was trying to be cool and different.
Yeah. Cause you and I, we've been talking about like, your Yoda list, and you've been picking my brain for way before.
We had a mess tier this time last year.
Yeah,
when we made our Jedi tier list, we put a mess tier.
We put a mess tier.
We love him,
and I think we only put Anakin A tier. And I was like, "What are you guys doing?"
This is the hipster life, though. You stay hipster long enough, and soon enough, you become.
What if people actually listen to our podcast, and that's why?
No, I think I was looking at the download numbers recently, and people aren't listening to this podcast. Yeah. But if you're one of the few, tell people about us. And if you're interested in rocking some of those lists, hey, if even like a couple people are inspired by this, I'll count it as a win.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll take it.
I'll take that. I'll take that. Mm-hmm. I'll take that too. Oh man.
Shameless plug for myself. I'll just do that. I started a YouTube channel for it's not Legion related, it's Shatterpoint related. But it's under the Bombad Tactics, the old blog name. So if you go to YouTube, search up Bombad Tactics, we got rules videos. Oh yeah, we'll have a link.
We'll put the link in. We've got rules videos,
battle reports. I don't know if I'll have any released by the time this releases, but we're doing like puzzle videos, so like, hey, this is the situation. This is who you're activating. How can you achieve this goal? So I'm trying to put out some good stuff there. So if you're into Shatterpoint or know people who are, check that out as well.
Amazing. Yeah. So Matt, we mentioned earlier, thought we were having a new co-host coming in.
No, this person's been a bit flaky, but I'll give them another chance. Right? Yeah. How many chances do we give Todd? It's only fair that we give a new person.
We gave Todd a lot of chances.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, we'll give
we'll try.
This individual. Do we have their name?
We do actually, yeah. I haven't spoken to them in person, but I know them from Discord. I've been chatting with them. It's lowercase x capital X _ not Todd 6969 _ capital X lowercase x. A pretty cool handle. And they say they're not Todd, so it's definitely something new, someone new and different.
Cool. Amazing. I'm excited. I think having another voice on this podcast would be very helpful, and so I'm excited to bring this individual on.
2024, keep an eye out. Until then, stay safe, stay happy, and have a good time, and stay Gungan.
This has been the Bombad Generals.
Listening to Bombad Generals is not scientifically proven to make you a better Legion player. Side effects may include bad dice rolls, missed triggers, aim losses, bankruptcy, divorce, vomiting, and sudden death. Ask your doctor if Bombad Generals is right for you.